Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Held reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Grant moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Grant scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappas moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to home to get Whitfield. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Held takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Adair reaches second base with a double. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pappas strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Adair applying the tag. 1 out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grant is called out on strikes. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. 1 out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grant strikes out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4. And Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.